we all signed up to an agreement 15 years ago. And even now we have these shadowy figures constructing bonfires in the wrong places, burning tyres. I'm not happy with that. Then they want to further offend and insult and terrorise people by putting death threats on top of them. I'm grateful to the police who called with me, except they had limited resources and the time wasn't available to remove it. And I certainly will be careful where I go and where I mix, but they certainly won't be terming in the work that I do. Death threats are not new to me, to be honest, but we're getting to a stage where I'm getting fed up with them.
As you've said, this isn't new to you. You haven't been deterred before, and you won't be deterred this time.
I certainly won't. I was in Garva on the 11th night just to satisfy myself that everything was being done to protect the homes of the nationalist people. And I have to say that what I saw was fine. I was also pleased to see that the number of people attending this parade had very considerably dropped. That suggests to me there are a lot of decent people in Garla who are not going to identify with death threats and with bonfires where hundreds of heavy lorry tyres are burning to poison the whole atmosphere.